All right, perfect. I can. This meeting is being recorded. My name is Siraj Mohammed, and I am a Azure TSP, or Technical Solutions Specialist, Azure Architect with Microsoft. And today we are going to cover Azure Cost Management. So before that, let's take a look at some of the updates last week. So as you can see, we have launched the latest version of PHP on the app services. So now if you're writing some apps and you need the latest version of PHP, it is there. Some other updates caught my attention this week. One of them is we are sunsetting our classic Azure portal on January 8th. So most of your Azure management work will be done now in Azure portal, not in the classic portal. Also, we have GA'd some of interesting Microsoft Cognitive Services, the one Luis and Azure Bard services. So these services were in preview for quite a while, which we have GA'd last week. Also, you all must have been confused with different version of CLI, like CLI 1, CLI 2. Some people called it Python CLI, but going forward, we will be using Azure CLI 2 as our CLI of choice, and most of the ARM-based features will be added to CLI 2. CLI 1 will be still be available, and if you want to do any kind of Azure management for Azure Classic resources, you will still be able to do that using Azure CLI 1.0. Now, so these are some of the updates. Now, if you want to look at more updates, you can always go to azure.microsoft.com/update site, and there you can actually look at all these updates for this particular week or for the last weeks. Okay, so now let's switch the gears to Azure Cost Management. So Azure Cost Management, I know that I work with several customers, and a lot of times I hear the challenges that they face with how they can get more insight into their cost management, into their usage of Azure resources. Or, several times the companies, if their IT is owning the cloud infrastructure, they want to do the showback and chargeback model to their other departments. So these were a few challenges in the past, and we provided a Azure usage report and Azure bill with some of the cost breakups in the past, but that was not sufficient to meet all those needs that our customers were asking for. So Microsoft, in last few months back, Microsoft acquired a company called Cloudyn, and Cloudyn has a great solution which a lot of customers were already using to actually manage their cloud spend and optimizing their cloud resources. So Cloudyn is a multi-cloud cost management solution, and which is free for Azure. So you can as Azure user, you can actually go to your subscription. So you can go to Azure portal, and you can go into cost management and billing. From here, if you click on Azure cost management, it will take you to a page like this on my screen. And from here, you can go to cost management and register your subscription to utilize the cloud and features. Now, to get more details about how would you register your subscription, EA subscriptions versus CSP or individual subscription, you can go to docs.microsoft.com, and here we provide you the detailed information about registering your subscriptions with the cloud and trial. So for now, this tool is free for Azure, and I hope this is going to be free for Azure customers in future as well. But if you also want to do your AWS or Google Cloud cost management, then we charge 1% of your overall spend for AWS and Google. So I'm going to show you a demo on all the things that you can do with Cloudyn here. So I have a demo account on Cloudyn. This is not my subscription. This is a demo subscription for Cloudyn. So I'm going to take you there. So first of all, if you go to your Cloudyn page, you can see several dashboards here. And these dashboards are really, really important and valuable. So this one is management dashboard. And on this dashboard, you can see these are several reports are pinned here. You can create your own custom dashboards, and you can pin the reports that you want to. But these are these scan dashboards are pretty good in terms of surfacing some important reports. So like you can click here, and you can go and see cost over time report, and this report will show you the cost of your resources over the time. So this is a very important report which you can directly navigate to through this dashboard. So several other reports are here which we will go in detail in moving forward in the demo. But first, I want to go to settings and just show you how you can add your accounts to this to Cloudyn. So first of all, if you are coming from Azure portal, so if you are in the portal and if you click go to cost management page, this will provide you a way to actually add your subscription or EA. That will automatically add to the Cloudyn account. But if you want to add more subscriptions, or let's say if you also want to add your AWS or Google subscriptions, you will come to the setting page and you can go to cloud accounts. And this is very important place where you will actually do the configuration. So in your cloud account, as you can see on our left-hand side, we have entities. So here you can create different entities, and this is like N-level hierarchy. And when I say entity, you can think about these as tags versus, or you can also think about this as a department, projects. So depending on your definition of entity that you want to see in your cost management or in your build, you can actually create these entities here. So in my demo subscription, as you can see, we have several entities here, and they are in a hierarchical structure. And once your entities are created, you can start to add your subscriptions. So you can add Azure, AWS, or Google accounts here. So in this case, as you can see, I have two Azure accounts, so two subscriptions here added, and then two AWS accounts. If you want to add more subscriptions, you can click on Add, and then you have to specify the tenant ID and rate ID, and there is a method to configure that, because to add a subscription here and to get the information through the API, you have to do some configuration, which is actually OAuth configuration. This all is documented. It's not very hard to configure, but of course, you'll have to create an app ID so that this Cloudyn app can make the API calls to those particular accounts and get the data. So right now I have these subscriptions configured, and as you can see here, if I go to one of my entities and I can edit the entity, and you can see here, I can add tags as well. So this is my enterprise, is one of my entity, and I have the tag, means this entity belongs to a cost center, which is this. And you will see how we will use these tags in the cost analysis reporting in further demo. But you can see here, I can specify tags at the entity level. I can also specify the tags at the account level. So the account that I'm adding, you can also see that this account is also tagged with a cost center. And this account belongs to a department, so it can be tagged to a department as well. So once you have configured your accounts, you can also configure your users. So in Azure, to take a look at your bill or billing summary, you have to be like a user for that particular subscription or Active Directory. But here it doesn't have to be the case. Like you can make a user who has no accounts on Azure AD or no Microsoft account to view all these reports. It's pretty simple. You can go to user management. You can add a user and give that user access at a different level. That can be admin or, you know, just a simple read-only user. And you can also restrict that access at the entity level as well. So let's say if you have created different departments as entities and you want a department admin to be a user and just look at the usage and spending for that particular department, you can just give that user rights to that department here. So you've created user, you have created the cloud account. Now let's go ahead and see some of the reports in action. So I'm not going to go through all the reports, and this tool is very intuitive. So I will just go through some of the reports which are important and that can give you a pretty good summary of what is going on in your subscription. So the first one I like is cost. I can go in cost analysis and I can click on actual cost analysis report. And this report will show me my cost analysis for a specific period of particular period of time. So I can say pick up a date range. So let's say last 30 days or let's say last six months. And then this will generate a report for me. Now in my report, I can categorize my report for different parameters here. So as you can see, I can add services or cost entities. So in my report, let's say I'm adding cost entities, and this will regenerate my report. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time. Okay, so as you can see, if you remember, I have created these different cost entities, and one of them was enterprise, finance, logistic, R&D. So these are this is my spend or my spend for grouped by the cost entity. Now I can drill down further in these cost entities and just see what's going on. So let's go in R&D, and I can go, okay, show me all the services that are running in my cost entity R&D. So it will show me a further breakup of all the services running inside this my R&D department. So you can see I have Azure VMs running here, and then total cost for Azure VMs for this last 6 months is $622,000. So you can see all the services here, and not only Azure services, but if in a cost entity, if I would have been running AWS or Google services, you will see all of them, all those services here. So basically, this is like a high-level overview of all of your cloud resources that you're running in your environment. So this is one of the cool report that I think, and then you can do further grouping. So let's say I can also group on let's say cost type, and so you can do the grouping, you can do filtering. It's pretty nice here. It gives you all these options to drill down. Now one more thing is. Actually, you can also convert it to different kind of charts and tables. Yes, go ahead.
Sorry to interrupt. There are a few questions. One of them is, can we combine resource group across subscriptions as one cost entity?
Yes. So there is, if you must have seen that there was, I have not, there was no resource group concept here actually. So I have created entity and then I have added my subscriptions there. So all the resources in that particular subscriptions will be surfaced in all these reports. Now we can do the further dig down in those reports, and I'll show you how you can actually categorize them based on your custom tags. But at this level, you are seeing all the resources in the whole subscription.
No. But basically, I think the question is, like, if I have one resource group from one resource group to the other, can I join those resource group and surface them as a single cost entity?
Yes, exactly. So like I said, okay. A resource group is not a boundary here, so we are pulling the whole subscription information. So let's say if you have two A1 VMs running on a resource group X and subscription 1, and then another set of VMs running on subscription 2, resource group 2, if you pull them up in the entity, they will show you in the one entity umbrella and these two different services running.
And there's another question, that the tagging that you're doing, is it similar to Azure resource tagging or is it different?
Yeah, that's a good question. So basically in Cloudyn, we can merge those tagging. So there will be the tags that the Cloudyn will pull from your Azure subscription resources. And also there is a tagging that you can do to categorize those resources. So here, when I'm doing these taggings, actually these are my custom tagging. But those taggings will be on top of the resources that you have tagged on Azure. And you can actually do the further tag management in one of the reports that I'll show you here. All right, so here in action, I can export these reports. I can also generate some alerts. So if I go to schedule report, I can also generate alerts for my report. So I can specify a certain threshold. So let's say, cost versus budget. So there is a place where you can specify a budget, and then if my cost is more than what I budgeted for that particular month, it can send alerts as well. Okay, so this was my cost analysis report for actual cost. Now I can go here and I can do the actual cost over time. And here you can see this will give me a view of my cost over time. So this is in last 30 days, and I can see and here I have filtered based on the services, so I can see these is my Azure VM cost for every day. Here I can see. I can further break it down, and I can group it for month if I am doing this report for the whole year. So I can do it for a month, and then let's do last 6 months. But this is like an overtime report, and this can give you a pretty good idea for about the spike. So I can see there is a spike here, and then I can further take a look at, you know, what was going on that particular day, what resources were causing that particular spike. So this is, so as you can see, this is monthly report, and I have filtered for entity and services. So you can do a lot of slice and dice here in this report itself, and give you, this will give you a pretty good idea about your cost. Now, there is also amortized cost analysis. So if there is a one-time payment that you're doing, let's say if you're buying a set of reserve instances from AWS, I think we are incorporating Azure as well. So Cloudyn will go and look at that entity in your bill. And if it will find out one-off entity that is like a set of a specific amount, a charge in your bill, you know, one time, then it will automatically amortize that cost in this report, and it will show you the amortized cost at the monthly level as well if you want to. Okay, so now if you want to do further customization over your reports and you want to see more details for your custom tagging, there is something called Cost Allocation 360. So this is where you can create your custom cost models. And I have a few custom cost models created here. So let me take a look at one of this, and we can create more if you want to. But here, you can go and create a cost model. So this cost model is saying, hey, include all the accounts that I have added to my Cloudyn subscription. And then it is saying, so these are the tags that were specified for those accounts. And here, you can see these key value pairs and the percent of consumption or usage for those particular tags. And here, let's say if there are some services, those are not categorized for a tag. So let's say you want to take Azure Storage, and you want to divide the cost of Azure Storage across. You don't want to divide it, keep it in its own bucket, but if you want to spread the cost for Azure Storage or security, I think security will be a good with candidate to pick here. So if there's an Azure security cost, security center cost that you want to actually spread it across all the virtual machine costs. So you can create that kind of cost allocation model. So the security will not be charged to one specific department or one specific cost center, but you can spread the cost of security across across all the virtual machines running in the organization. Or you can do create the explicit distribution model for the kind of allocations which are which don't belong to one specific department or one specific entity. You can actually create these cost models, and after that you can go to cost allocation analysis. And in your cost analysis, so previously, if you remember, this is a little bit confusing here. In our previous cost analysis, we saw the actual cost analysis. So this was the data that was coming directly from your subscription. And here, if you go to the cost allocation analysis, and here if you click on cost analysis, so this is the data that is coming coming through the cost model. It is actually passing through the cost model that you have created in Cloudyn. So here, as you, if you remember, we have created several tags. So as you can see, this is a Sunburst chart. So I can see, hey, in my department one is using, so I can go to my Azure VM and I can see Azure VMs, the cost is actually distributed across department one, and there is also untagged, right? So something must have not been tagged. But let's say if this would have been department two, you can see, hey, Azure VMs have been running across these departments, and you can see the cost distribution across those. So once again, you can slice and dice all these services here. So this is also a pretty powerful report. And like I said, I'm not going to cover all of this because there is a lot to cover. But and this is very intuitive, so you can go and you can once you pull the your subscription information, you can very easily identify. You can very easily actually go to these reports and make sense out of it. So here, also in the budget management, you can specify budget. So here you can say I've specified the budget, monthly budget for my top level entity, and for and then so this is where you must have seen the threshold tab. So the threshold, you can create the budget versus actual cost threshold to send the alerts. So the threshold actually picked these values from the budget management. Okay, so now this was the cost management piece. Now let's talk about some of the optimization piece. So in the optimization, and this is very powerful, and this is where you can think about the actual value of this tool because it can help you save a lot of money. So in the compute side, in assets, you can see your current assets or current, if I go to my Instance Explorer, I can see all my instances running in my subscription, and I can see their utilization, their CPU percentage, and because Cloudyn can get this much of insight. So you can see we have these services running. So this is my Azure VM running, and this is a standard VM. It can also get the CPU details for that particular VM. I don't have any data here. But because it can get to all these details, it can also create some reports for you. So one of the report is actually a sizing optimization and cost-effective sizing recommendation. So from here, it can recommend you that, hey, you have these virtual machines. So you can see we have a few recommendations here. And here it is telling me that you have 11 basic A2 running, and probably I am not, my CPU utilization is not as much. So based on that, it is providing me a recommendation to downsize, downsize it to basic A1. And if I downsize these 11 basic A2 instances, actually I can save $4,800 throughout the year. So this is very powerful because it can get all the usage information, it can generate all these kind of reports for you. Now, other than that, there is also something called inefficiencies. So in inefficiencies, you can see unattached. So like just an example is unattached disk. So a lot of times we delete the virtual machines, but the disks still stays there in the subscription, and then they charge money. So you pay for those unattached disks which you are not using or which you even don't know that they exist. So here you can go to the unattached disk tag and it will show you the disks. Those are unattached. So you, if you decide, you can actually delete those disks as well. So we have seen these. So there are several other optimization that like lowest CPU. So this one will show you the instances that are running really, really less than 5% in the CPU. So most likely you're not doing anything. Somebody has turned on the VM and forgot about it. So this will give you a report as well, in which you can, you know, probably it's a good candidate to turn off. So of course, you can explore a lot more reports. I think they will provide a lot of value in terms of cost management and optimization. So there are also other tools. So you can see whatever reports that I have been creating in this this session, all of them are actually being saved. And if I go to my reports, it will show me all the reports that I've been just working with. And I can click and I can see what I did, and I can save them or pin them to my dashboard that I have created.
Siraj, we are almost on time, man. 2 minutes. Just a heads up.
Yeah, perfect. I think almost done with this demo. Like I said, there is a lot to explore. I've discovered, I think I just described the surface, but there's a lot more that you can do. And the best part is this is free for Azure customers. So if you want to take a more detailed look about your subscription, your cost, and you optimize your environment, I will highly recommend you go and subscribe for this.
Siraj, there is one thing. Is it the question from Brian that is it going to be charged after July 1st for premium services?
I so far it is free, and I am expecting that it is going to be free for Azure customers. But I cannot say it with guarantee that it will be charged.
I know that the website page does state that the premium services will be charged at a later date. Through another conversation I had, I'm under the understanding that it's going to be just like the Google and the AWS, where after June 30th, they're going to have an opt-in option where they can, if they're using premium services, to continue to use it. Otherwise, they will get the basic services at no charge. The premium services, if enabled and opted into, will incur a charge, and that charge, from my understanding, will still be a 1% of all of Azure spend in order to utilize it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think I'm not really sure about that particular piece. But if you think that you have seen that, probably that will be the case.
So I think it's a really nice tool to have. The cost justification for it, we've really got to come up with a way to show that it is helpful for them and can continue to pay for itself. Because if the customers can't see that it can pay for itself, I don't know if they will continue to utilize it other than possibly the free features.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Yeah.
And as I said, this the most of the value, if you can see, is you can actually, it can provide you the optimization recommendation. And, you know, I think that's most of the value where you can save, customers can save a lot of money.
Right, and it does conflict. Well, I mean, it can work in harmony with the Azure Advisor component that tells you when you can turn on and off machines.
Yep.
So, you know, if you don't use this, you still have something else to fall back to. Mm-hmm. But again, that's taken away the value of this over one or the other, and one is free, one is not. Just saying.
Yeah, and like I said, it's probably we are going to make a decision around June timeframe if this is going to be charged or not. So I cannot, like, we cannot be 100% sure what's going to come from the engineering team.
Thank you.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much for everyone for joining this this call today. And as I mentioned in the beginning of the call, this is our last call for the year. So hope you all have a wonderful holidays and a wonderful time.
And by the way, we are not going to have any call for the next 2 weeks on the 22nd and 29th. We will be back on 5th of January. So just keep that in mind.
Yep. Great. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Yeah, happy holidays.